Brad Thor is the latest author we are talking to, and his latest book is called Blacklist, and it's another real thriller page-turner that we have come to really expect and look forward to from you. Now, this one is centered around our burgeoning surveillance state, I guess you could say. What's the story about?
Well, if I had to give it to you in one sentence, it's that someone is padding the president's kill list. But the subplot here is all about the explosion in America of surveillance technology. Now, I'm a beach read guy, so it's a thriller, but I thought, what if good guys got added to the blacklist and were targeted by their own government and had to somehow evade all the surveillance technology that they use to catch bad guys? I thought that would be a great thriller.
Now, you are very concerned that privacy may be dead, but how do we reconcile the individual's right to live his life or her life with our country's desire to root out terror?
I am the straightest arrow, the biggest law and order guy you're ever going to meet. And after 9/11, when the Patriot Act came out, I was rah-rah, let's go get them, let's do whatever we have to do. And it's funny, watching over the last 10 years and seeing that our country, both the past president, George Bush, and our current president, President Obama, have both repeatedly renewed our state of emergency that was put into place right after 9/11. And I was scratching my head saying, why is this going on? And the more I looked into this surveillance technology, I found two things. Number one, I came across an old quote from Ben Franklin that those who would trade a little liberty for a little security deserve neither and will lose both. And the other thing I found was from 1975, when Senator Frank Church was on Meet the Press talking about the government's ability to hear all of your communications. This is 75. And he said that we were about to cross a surveillance Rubicon and that privacy would not only be dead, but we'd have no place to hide as citizens. The government would be able to listen to everything. And I said, oh, this is great fodder for a thriller. So I'm trying to put the question out there. Are you willing to lose your liberty or give up liberty to get what the government is telling you is more security? Because it's happening every day.
But are we really more secure with so much more surveillance? That's another question I'm sure you've grappled with.
It's a great question. I don't necessarily know that we are. I don't know that we need all this technology. Number one, as we saw with the 7/7 bombings in London, technology doesn't prevent attacks. It only helps you solve them afterwards. And, you know, you get people, Pat, that say, if I'm not doing anything wrong, I don't care if the government watches me. And I say to them, really? Well, then why don't you leave your door unlocked 24/7 for the police to come in at any point without a warrant and check and see what you're up to make sure you're not doing anything? Because essentially, that's what's happening. After 9/11, we all became suspects as the government sucked up our digital exhaust. You, me, everyone listening. Everything you do is being monitored, and it's being stored and sifted and analyzed. And for me, again, the law and order guy, it's a bridge too far.
Tell me briefly about the Red Cell program with the Department of Homeland Security, Brad. Now, this is not fiction. This is real.
No, it is real. And this is something that I was asked to participate in when the Department of Homeland Security was stood up in the wake of 9/11. They realized, even before the 9/11 Commission, that 9/11 had happened because of a failure of imagination on our part. And they invited creative thinkers into D.C., like me, like Michael Bay, the director of the Transformers movies, to help them anticipate where the next attack might be coming from and what it might be looking like. But it is, what I call it, is the government has this as the Las Vegas of government programs. What happens in the Red Cell stays in the Red Cell. I can't write about that, but I use my creativity in my thrillers the same way I do in the Red Cell program for the government.
That is fascinating. So last question, will we see Blacklist on the big screen?
Well, we have a deal with Warner Brothers, and they are turning my thrillers into their Jason Bourne series. So yes, you will see it on the big screen.
Very exciting. Thanks so much for taking the time with us, Brad.
My pleasure, Pat. Thank you.
Once again, that's Blacklist. It's the latest thriller by Brad Thor.